Okay, welcome everybody to the warm yeshiva cozy atmosphere. Okay, today is Wednesday. Next Wednesday, Rabbi Einstatter is supposed to be showing up. He collects money for Aniyim in Bnei Brak. He always gives his presentation that every penny that you give goes to the Aniyim. Apparently that's considered a chiddush. Because it's a common practice that Mishalochim takes 70% of what they raise. 70%. The ride goes to them. And then the driver takes another 25%. It's a drop. And you give $100 and maybe $1 or $2 goes to the cause. It's unbelievable. So that's the Hiddush of his stuff that they check the Aniyim. I'm not going to be here next week, but he's going to be showing up on Wednesday to collect, and the money will be distributed in Bnei Brak and Purim. Okay, everybody knows. Yep. So we have a din, because Ksamim is only with the Rabbanon, we're learning Ksamim, Samacham and Aleph, because Ksamim is only with the Rabbanon, so Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah, and the Ksamim days, therefore it's possible to be Toilah. So we have two different kinds of Taliyah. One Taliyah is your Toilah, if the Saska the Ksamim or B'shuk Shal Tabochim or something like that. It's one kind of Tliya. And here in Nun Testament base is a different kind of a Tliya. If you find a Kesem on a Sadin, on a sheet, or on a Beged that was won by two different women, or that both women slept in a bed, you don't know whether to attribute the Kesem to this one or to that one, so you have to be Metame both. What if the one of them is a Nida anyway? What if one is a Nida, one is a Tahira? Then since Ksamim is on the Rabbanon, so there's a din of tliya, so you have a right to attribute the kesem to the nida, and the tahara will remain tahara. So this din of tliya is based on, not equivalent to it, based on the din of safik the rabbanon lekula, but it's betziruf another aspect, that this one has a cheskas tar, that one has a cheskas tume, and if you'll attribute the kesem to the tahara, you'll be changing her chazoka. If you attribute the kesem to the tmeya, you're not going to be changing her chazoka. So both women will retain the same chazaka that they had before. Then the Gemara had a shayla on the bottom of Samach Med Aleph, where the toilam kesem be kesem. The two women are, one is a tmeo because she's a balas hakesem, and one is a tahira. Then you find a kesem. So the Gemara says, Lahar, if you attribute the kesem to the balas hakesem, you're not changing her status. She is a balas hakesem. And that is another kesem. Tahira remains tahira. The balas hakesem remains a balas hakesem. So the Gemara says, no. Ain't toilin kesem the kesem. My time will fish ain't toilin. What does it mean? Kabbalahi kach. That's our tradition. Ain't toilin kesem the kesem. So we try to explain it a little bit. That maybe the chumrim of the rabbanon of kesem, that you declare the isha is tamei or lebaila, sur lebaila, maybe that's only a din on the gavra. It's a din hanhoge. The woman has to be noig as if she's a nida, but she doesn't really have a cheskas tar. She still has a cheskas tar. So even though if we'll attribute the kesem to her, she'll also be the same thing. She'll be a cheskas tara with a din hanhoge. So still, you see from the Gemara that the din of this din of tliya, if you have toilam sakakola b'mekulko, you have shtei noshim and the kesem is going to be asa both, and you want to say you should only asa one and not the other one. So this din of tliya has to be based on the assumption that one woman has a cheskas tara and we leave her on her cheskas tara, and the other one has a cheskas tmeya. If they both have a cheskas tara, then you can't be toiler the kesem in the other one, even though it's not going to change her cheskas tara. She is a balas hakesem, she'll become a balas hakesem. Mamish, nothing is going to change. But still, the din of toilam is a kakola b'mekulkol over here. And by the same thing by the two people who went on the Shnei Shvilin, is based on here. Okay, leave out the Shnei Shvilin. Here it's based on the principle that one has a cheskas tar, one has a cheskas tumah. So then we have the machlekes Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe had a son, Rabban Gamliel, who was the chief rabbi after he died. He was named after his great-grandfather, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel's father. Rebbe was the son of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. What I was going to quote later, there's an issue where Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, agrees with his grandfather, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and disagrees with Rebbe. That's later by the Ksamim. We may get there today. That's on Samach Gimel and Beis, right before the first Mishnah. Okamash Malon, the Rabban Gamliel be Rebbe, holds like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, he holds like his grandfather. We'll get there. Okay. So the Gemara has this machlokes, Rebbe, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, what's the din? if you have a kesem and there are shtei noshim and you don't know whom, to whom should we attribute the kesem? To whom should we attribute the kesem? So let's say one of the women is a zavak tana, and today she just became a zavak tana today. So she has to wait till tomorrow. She has to make a bedikah tomorrow, go to mikveh tomorrow. So you can, that the Gemara says, everybody agrees, v'shovin, by the tiny letter gimel, on Samach Amin Aleph. V'shovin, this Rebbe agrees with Reb Shimon Gamliel, everybody, there's no machlekes, kuli amalop, v'shatol v'shamasiyon kereyam berishin shaloh, if she had a riyaz dam today, or b'yoshevis al dam tov, v'psulah shadam al torim, everybody agrees that there's a din of taliyah in certain cases. So if the woman is a shemeres yom kereged yom berishin shalom, so she has a ches kastuma, and the other one is a toira, so you attribute the kesem to the shemeres yom kereged yom berishin shalom, you don't attribute the kesem to the toira. But what happens if the tameya, the woman who's a tameya, is a shemeres yom kereged yom besheni shalom, and she already made a bedika in the morning, she just didn't go to mikveh yet. If she already went to the mikveh, so they're both tahiris. You have to be metami both of them. Mayume, why should you attribute it? Why should you attribute the kesem to this one as opposed to the other? Or if you have a
zava, even the one is more prone to see dam.
Yeah, we're not so convinced that she's more prone to see dam. If she'll have dam at the end of the day after she went to mikveh, we'll say she's soisa lemafreya, because the whole day has to be noki. That doesn't mean that she's more prone. If one is more prone than the other, then the Gemara says you are toiler. Here in the Bat, there's a Mishnah that says, V'toyla zu bezu. The Mishnah on Samach Amud Beis says, if you have shtei noshim, sholosh noshim, shtei noshim, and you find the kesem, so you metami everybody. But however, the Mishnah says, V'toyla zu bezu, one can be telling the other. What is it referring to? That doesn't explain what it means. It's a cryptic, it's like a subtitle in a long essay. There's such a Mishnah. Usually the Mishnahs have full sentences or full paragraphs. And once in a while you have a Mishnah that just has a heading and it doesn't even say what the din is. It doesn't explain what the din is. Here it is a sentence, but it doesn't explain what the din is. So it says, V'tolu zubazu, so the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, the last five lines. What do you mean, Tolu zubazu? So it says, if one woman is Muberes and one is any Muberes, so a woman is a Muberes, it's usually Misoleka's dummy. So if a Misoleka's dummy finds a Kesem, Yumachmer, there is no such thing that because the woman is Mesalekas Dama, there's no din of Ksamim. Let's say the woman is a Meniko. So a woman is nursing, there's also Mesalekas Dama. A woman is a Zakena, she's already 85 years old, a Skena, or a Psula, she never had Dam before. She's a little girl, she's only 9 years old, she never found Dam. So usually if you find a Kesem, even by a woman is Mesalekas Dama, there is a din of Ksamim in the Rabbanah. But if there are two women, one is Musalekas Dam and one is not, then you have a right to be toiling the other one. So this is not because based on Chazokis that she has a Cheskas Tuma and this one has a Cheskas Tara. No, it's because it's more likely. That's a din of Tliya like Over B'Shuk Shal Tabachim. That's a different kind of Tliya, Over B'Shuk Shal Tabachim. So here it's more likely that she had a Dam as opposed to the other one, so then you toiling her.
In those examples, is there anyone that's more Shaykh for today?
What if one is Yoled, is one is Muberes? I don't know. You got to look on Shulchan Aruch. What? I don't remember. Could be. So sometimes that's one kind of Tliya. That's one kind of Tliya. But we're talking about a different Tliya. When one is Tehora, one is Temeya, so if you'll attribute the Kesem to the one who's Temeya, so the Temeya is Beches Kastum and the Torah is Beches Kastar. So the Gemara has this Machlek is Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel. What if she's a zava gdoila b'yom hashvi? So if she already went to mikveh, so then the Gemara says, then the top Tosfos, which one of the Tosfos says, which Tosfos is it? She already went to mikveh. Tomei v'tohar shalchu. So Tosfos says if she already went to the mikveh, so they're both tahiris. So you can't be toiler in the other one. And if she's a zava ktana berishin shalom, so of course she's becheskas tuma. There's no machlekes. When is there machlekes? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. If it's shemeres yom kineged yom b'sheni shalom, she already made the bedikah in the morning. She just didn't go to mikveh. She theoretically could have gone to mikveh this minute. If she would have gone to mikveh, she would have been tahira. Rabbi Shimon says we don't permit her to go to the mikveh shemesh to shamish or shemesh tiritista. Okay. But on the level of the Raisa, we're not concerned. So on the level of the Raisa, she could have gone to mikveh. So that's a machlokes, Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The woman is tamei till she goes to the mikveh. Is that considered becheskas tamei? What's not becheskas tamei? So Rabbi Omer, we pass like Rabbi, like the son against the father. Ain't a toila. She's tamei, but she's not becheskas tuma. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds no. She's considered becheskas tuma, and you can't be toila on her. So now all of a sudden, the Gemara says, Amachlaikis, Rav Chizde, and who's the other Amar? Ravidi? Ravada. Machlaikis, Rav Chizde, and Ravada. Rav Chizde says, what's the din? Tommy Vitosha, Holcha Bishnei Shvil. All of a sudden, Gemara switches the case. Instead of talking about finding a kesem and two noshim, they switch to a different case. The other case is also what? If there is shnei shvil and a one shvil, you know for sure there's a maze buried under one of the shnei shvil, and you don't know which one. Someone was buried there 100 years ago. You know, and there are two versions. We're not sure whether he's buried under the Harlem River Drive or on the Hudson, Henry Hudson Parkway. So whoever goes, by us it's a very wide highway, so it's possible to go on the highway and not become tummy, even if the maze was buried here. We're talking about a very narrow highway, so if you went on if you're the lucky winner, you went on that highway, it's about doors that you're tummy. Just don't know whether it's this highway or that highway. But it's such a narrow highway that if you went on the highway that has the maze, you're going to be tummy. So if one person went on one of the highways and he doesn't know which, no one knows. So it was 100 years ago, that's the halacha, safik tummy b'shusa rabim, Spekator. The highway has the status of Rishus HaRab. What happens if two people went, one went on, what if one person went on both highways? And then it comes to Esker Shaila. So the Rab says, Yavarai Tomei, you went on both highways. Yavarai Tomei, no question about it. What if two people, Tohoirim, went, one went on one highway, one went on the other highway? So each one is Tohar. And what if Bo'ol Yishob of Asachas? So Taisus says also, Taisus points out, on that base of Menalef, and not Taisus, and the Taisus in Sochem, all over, Menatoira, they're both Tohirim, because Sofik is it because Sofik Tumim B'Shus Ram Sveka Tohar, but that's Dovashi Epshalios, that's an impossibility that both Tohar. So that's what Taisus touches up on the base of Menalef. Taisus came up, this terminology was invented by Taisus, Dovashi Epshalios. Taisus has a Gemara in Nazir, there is a Maseches Nazir, with a few Prokim. So one of the Prokim starts off Shnei Nazir. There are two Nazirim standing over there in the street. And there's a third guy says, I saw that one of you didn't realize it. I saw one of you became Tomei Tumas Meis and you didn't realize it. So each one is a, so the Gemara says, if the third guy would be standing near the first two, that's considered Rishus HaRab. The two definitions, Sofik Tumim, Rishus HaRab, and Sveik HaTohar, the two definitions of Rishus HaRab. One definition is a highway, Rishus HaRab for Shabbos. It's a Rishus HaRab, Sofik Tumim, Rishus HaRab, and Sveik HaTohar. Then even if it's inside a house, that's absolutely Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos purposes. But if you have three people standing together, that's a crowd. Where do you come up with that idea? Because the whole source of the institution of Sofik Tumim B'Shus Rabim Sveika Tohar and Sofik Tumim B'Shus HaYochid Sveika Tomei is derived from Soito. In the Soito, they're in a bedroom. They're in a house. They went inside a house. So the Pasuk says if you have the wife with the man, the husband is choshed, the wife is having an affair with someone, and they were misyachid in a room together, so that's a din of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid. What in the world does it have to do with Tumah? It's not nothing to do with Tumah. It's a din, Saita Asura Baila. Yeah, but the Pasuk uses an expression, Vinitmo. It says three times, Vinitmo, Vinitmo, Vinitmo. It doesn't really mean Tumah. It has nothing to do with Tumah Vitara. It means the woman is a Saita, she was in so Asura Baila. But because the Pasuk uses that terminology, that verb, Vinitmo, so it's an allusion. The Torah Shabbat Peh says that that's a remiss to the din of Sofik Tumah also. Even though the Parsha is not talking about Sofik Tumah, it's about Sofik Soita. The Soita Vada and the Soita Sofik. That's the terminology the Gemara used. Soita Vada means an Eshi Sisha Zinsa. We know that she was Mazana. And Soita Sofik is Parsha Soita. The husband is Kinilov and Istero. So the Pasuk only applies the din. He brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash and she drinks the Mayim HaMarim. If it's a Soita Sofik, there are only two people in the house. His wife, with the person that he's choshed, she's having the affair with. So then I say, Sofik Tumah, Sofik B'Shus HaYochid, is Tzveika LaHachmer. But if there would have been someone else in the house, then it's not called Stira, by definition. Stira means that they're the only people there. If there's another person there, it may well be that there's still an Issa Yichud. this din of kinei lo v'nistro, nistro is not necessarily identical with isa yichud. Let's say the man is choshed his wife, she's having an affair with her father. So the din is that there's no, the husband is crazy, let's say. The husband is paranoid. So he thinks that every time his father-in-law comes to visit, he thinks the father-in-law is having an affair with his wife. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. It probably isn't. Probably is not. Or every time the brother comes, every time the wife's brother comes, think, so strictly speaking, there's no isa yichud. The wife doesn't have to. The husband is amshug, and he says, "Don't let your father into the house. I'm choshed that you're being bizarre with him." So she doesn't have to listen to him because there's no isa yichud over there. But she better listen to him if she knows what's good for her, because it'll be kina stira. Even though stira is not necessarily identical with yichud, you can have a heta yichud with your father or with your brother. But if the husband is paranoid, the husband is choshed his wife, and he says, "Al tistri mishplani," even though the ishplani is a heta yichud, it's the brother, or baila b'ir, the husband is in the city, he goes to work, and the wife is at home in the same city. So baila b'ir, the Gemara says, most of the Rishonim understand the Gemara, and the end of Kedusha, baila b'ir, there's no isa yichud. Rashi learns on that Gemara, baila b'ir, there's no makas mardis, if the wife violates isa yichud, but there is an isa yichud. And the Pashta says, we don't follow that Rashi. By the way, there's no isa yichud at all. So the husband is kinei lo v'nistro, she'll become asur al bayil, even though there was no isa yichud. It's by the boir, or it's her brother, or it's her father. And on the other hand, sometimes there will be an isa yichud, and it won't be called stira. Not every time, I think the Balatanya has this, not every time that it's an isa yichud is it going to be stira. For example, let's say the woman works in an office and they have 100 people in the office. And then, little by little, everybody leaves. So there's a snowstorm, so a lot of people leave at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Then other people leave at 3 o'clock. Other people leave at 4 o'clock. At the end of the day, the only two people left are the wife and someone else. And that someone else, the husband was mekane liishto, I think you're having, he's concerned, thinks the wife is having an affair with that guy. So by the end of the day, the other 98 people left, and his wife and the other guy are the only ones there. There's an isa yichud, but that's not called stira. Stira only means if they walked in together into the house. If there were 100 people there all day long, and 98 people left one by one by one, at the end of the day, his wife is left with the other guy, she'll be in violation of the isa yichud, because there are two people left alone. But it's not called stira. Stira is not identical with yichud bein lahak bein lahachmer. Sometimes it's yichud and it's not stira. Sometimes it's stira and it's not yichud. That's what the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva based on the Balatanya. I think he's based on the Balatanya.
In the office, though, there wouldn't be a significance that somebody could come back?
Sometimes, yeah. If everybody has the key and sometimes they come back. Let's say, if you have a deserted place, let's say a guy takes a girl on a date and they sit by the beach at 2 o'clock in the morning and no one ever comes 2 o'clock in the morning. So then Tosis, right, sometimes it's yichud in the middle of the street. If it's a deserted location, we know that no one's going to come. If it's an office building and all the workers have keys, and once in a while someone does come back, after leaving for the day, someone will come back. So if it's that's called Pesach Pasuch L'Shul Seram, so it takes off the Yisei Yichud. Yeah, sometimes it'll take off the Yisei Yichud. So there's a din of Soita Vada and there's a din of Soita Sofik. Soita Vada means an Eshes Shezinta. Soita Sofik is the Gemara's terminology for the Parsha Soita and Chumash and Parsha Snase. When it's Kinei Lovin Istra, the Gemara calls that a Soita Sofik. A Soita Vada, if she remains with the husband gets Malkus for living with his wife. That's the pasuk. L'yichud b'ayla arishan asher shilcha losha b'lukachta achari asher hu tamor. The pshuto shal mikra goes on a machzik gerushosai. It says, if I divorced my wife and she married someone else, and the second husband either divorced her or died, so it says, L'yichud b'ayla arishan asher shilcha losha b'lukachta, I'm not allowed to remarry my wife. Machzik gerushosai, even if I'm not a kohen. I'm not allowed to if I'm a kohen, I'm not allowed to remarry my wife, even if she didn't marry anybody else in between. She's a grusha. But if I'm not a kohen, then I'm muta begrusha, but I'm not allowed to marry her if she married someone else. So then the pasuk says, achare asher hu tamo. What do you mean, achare asher hu tamo? What does that mean? It's a strange lashon, achare asher hu tamo. So one tane, in Yivam, is daf yiral v'meis, the tane Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, hardly ever quoted in Shas, the tane Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, chof yud pei reish, says that the pshat in the pasuk is that there's only a prohibition of machzik gerushosai if she was nisus to the second husband. If she only had erisin with the second husband, they never lived together, then the prohibition of machzik gerushosai doesn't apply. And that's what the connotation, that's the meaning of the phrase, l'yichud b'ayla arishan losha b'lukachta, She was living with the second husband. So we don't accept that opinion of Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur. Why is that called hutamo? The woman is allowed to live with her husband. She married the second husband. Why should you call that hutamo? You say, achrei shenisus. How do you say, achrei shehutamo? So the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur. And they say that the second half of the pasuk refers to Saita. Semicolon. And also, achrei ashehu tamor, there's a lav if I live with my wife, machzigu shasai. If my wife married someone else, then the second husband died or got divorced from my wife, I'm not allowed to remarry her. And then there's another lav, yuchel baila loshev lekachto, achrei ashehu tamor, my own wife. If she was mezana with someone, she's a sotavada, then there's an isa lav. And if I continue to live with my wife, I'll get malchus because of that lav. That's if you have a Saita Vadai, if you establish for sure that the Eish HaSish was Mezana. If it's a Saita Sofik, then the Gemara says there in Yivam, Mizdaf Yir Alfa Meis, that there's only an Isar Esay, that's Venitmo. It says Venitmo three times, so the Mishnah says in Saita, the reason why it's repeated three times, Echad Labal, Echad Labal, Echad Lachuma, that the husband is not allowed to continue living with his wife until he brings her to the Beis HaMikdash and she drinks the Maim HaMarim, and nothing happens, nothing should happen, there's nothing poisonous about the Maim HaMarim. It's water with a little ink mixed in, because you have to erase the Megillah Saita. You have to write the Parsha Saita, then erase it alamayim. So it doesn't taste so good, and you mix in a little ofer shiyah b'karka mishkin, mix in a little sand. So you're drinking a little sand with a little ink. It doesn't taste good, but it's not poisonous. So there's no reason why the woman should get sick and die. That's the one and only place that the Torah promises a miracle throughout all the generations. Usually the Torah never promises any miracles. And you don't rely on miracles. And here the Torah says you should rely on this miracle. If the woman drinks the water, nothing happens, so that's a proof that she's okay. The husband is allowed to live with her. And if she starts to turn colors, and she starts to get sick after drinking the water, which should not be the case, so then we assume that this is a simim min hashamayim, that the woman is a saita vadai.
Is there an isur machzir grusha, so if the wife lives with somebody, doesn't
us? No. Only if she married someone else. That's a Beferish Gemara in Yevamos. If I divorce my wife and she's mezana with someone else and then I remarry her, that's mutter. That's a Gemara. It's only usur if she marries the second husband. So we paskin against Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, even if there was only erison with the second husband. He insists only nisuin. So we say even if there's only erison. So that loshen in the pasuk v'nitmo, v'nitmo, v'nitmo in Parsha Saita, it says v'nitmo three times. The nitma really means vizinso. Why does it choose such a verb, vinitma? So the Tanoim explained, echel abal, echel abal, lach chum, but why such a verb? So that's what the Gemara says. The reason why the Torah has used such a verb is to serve as an allusion to the din that Safik Tuma b'shus hayachad is different from Safik Tuma b'shus harabim. The whole story of a Saita Safik only applies if the woman had kinui ustira. Ustira means the wife went into a room together with the man that the husband is choshed her with. If there's another person in the room, then the parsha saita doesn't apply. It's only if there's stira. So the Gemara says, just like over there, the din of parsha saita only applies if there are only two people. If there are three people, it's not called benitmo, it's not called stira. So too, there's a difference in hilchas tumah between three people and two people. If it's only two people, a sofik tuma, we call it sofik tuma b'shus hayachid, speka tome. And if it's three people, even if it's inside a room, if it's three people inside a room, that's also called b'shus harab. You go lahakal, sofik tuma b'shus harab, speka tohar, is lahakal in two oifanim. Either it's in the middle of the street, which has the status of b'shus harab, menegeh to hilcha Shabbos, that's a whole sugi in cheskes habatim. If the highway or the location is a Rishus Haram for Shabbos purposes, then it's Rishus Haram for Tumah purposes. And then there's another din, if there are three people inside the room, if they're all together, also has a status of Rishus Haram, Mesafik Tumah, Rishus Haram, Mesfeka Tor. So that's the first Mishnah, not Perik and Nozir, Perik Shnei Nazirim. If three people are standing together, the two Nazirim and the third guy, and the third guy says, you didn't realize it, but one of you two guys became Tomei. I don't know, I didn't realize, I don't know which one, but one of you became Tomei. So the Gemara says, forget it. It's a Safik Tomei B'Shus Haram, because all three are standing together. But if the two Nazirim are standing over there, and he's standing in this corner, And he says, I was watching from a distance. I know one of you became Tomei Tumas Meis. I'm not sure which one. And the Gemara says, it's not Bishus HaRabim, because he's not standing close to them. And it's not in the middle of the street. It's inside a house. So that's Sofik Tumma Bishus HaYochid. So Tosfos, on the first daf in the Masechta, Tosfos gets stuck in a kasha, how to read that Gemara, in the beginning of Shnei Nazir. So Tosfos comes up with a Chiddush, a Shtikl Torah, and they're working, they're assuming that their Shtikl Torah is the true pshat in the Gemara. The Keren Oira and Rav Chaim Oizer, the first Shuv in Ahiezer, is about this. Rav Chaim Oizer says that the Rambam, he quotes from the Keren Oira, the Rambam clearly does not agree with Tosfos. But Tosfos came up with their Shtikl Torah. Tosfos a lot of times does like that. They have a kasha, they give it teretz, and then they go running with their teretz. They hold that their teretz is the pshat in the Gemara. And they're going to paskan halachas based on their teretz. They have a lot of times dinim in Shulchan Aruch based on a Shtikl Torah that Tosfos said, even though it's not really mefurish in the Gemara. It's their interpretation of the Gemara. You have a lot of dinim like that. So here Tosfos came up with this chiddush that Sofik Tuma b'shus hayochid sveika tomei only applies if it's a davisha efshalios. If the guy, the Eid Echad, is standing over here and he says, I saw one of the two of you from a distance became Nitma, so why don't you say they're both Tomei? So Tosfos says, no, you can't say they're both Tomei. It's a Dovashi Efshalios. He only knows that one of them became Tomei. Only one became Tomei. He doesn't know that they both became Tomei. So Dovashi Efshalios, the rules and regulations don't apply. So how come if you have B'shus HaRabim, you say that they're both Tahor? It's a Dovashiev Shalios. I know for sure that one of them became Tomei. Tosfos just said, a Dovashiev Shalios, the rules don't apply. So Tosfos says, you're right. Neither this rule nor that rule applies. Sofik Tumma Shus Yachat Tomei Vadai. Sofik Tumma Shus Ram Tar Vadai. Neither rule applies. A different rule applies. Cheskas Tahara. Each one, Reuben and Shimon, the two Nazarim, each one has a Cheskas Tahara. So if it would have been Bishus HaYochid, it wouldn't be three people together. The Gemara says that what? If the three are not together, then it's B'shus HaYochid. Again, what is Tosfos saying? If it's B'shus HaRabim, Nachamal. Tosfos is the first, the Tosfos is based on Menal. Tosfos says, if it's a B'shus HaRabim, so you can't say they're both Tohar. Based on Sofik Tumma B'shus HaRabim Sveika Tohar, because it's a Dovashi Efshalios. But I would say that they're both Tohar based on Cheskas Tara. But it's also a Dovashi Efshalios. So Tosfos says, no, Dovashi Efshalios is Deshtigal Torah, is only a condition, only a Tanai in the rules and regulations of Sofik Tumma derived from Parsha Soita of B'shus HaYochid versus or B'shus HaRabim. But in the klolim of shtelling of chazaka, even if it's a dov she'ef shalios, you still follow chazaka. That's how Tosfos says. You still follow chazaka. So if you have shnei shvilin, one shvil is tomei, one shvil is tohar, and the highways are reshus harabim, and somebody went on one of the two highways, you don't know which one. So that's regular. Sofik tumah b'shus harabim sveika tohar. If two people went, one went on one highway, one went on the other highway, and they both come by the shul b'vasachas. The Tosfos says, you should still say they're both Tohar. You can't say they're both Tohar based on Sofik Tumma B'shus HaRabim Sveika Tohar, because it's a Dovashi Efshalios. It's a Taita Desasri, but you should still say they should both be Tohar based on Cheskas Tara. Cheskas Tara applies, the din of Chazoke, Yishtel of Chazoke applies even a Dovashi Efshalios. Because Chazoke is a din Hanhoge, it's not that it's Mevar what the facts of the case are. It's impossible that they can both be Tohar. So then you have a right to be noig. You should be noig the same way you were noig before. So that's what Tosfos says. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, if both yishol b'vasachas, then you have to be metame both of them. Why do you have to be metame both of them? So that's what Tosfos writes, the loshen demechsi, it appears, kichucha b'yatlula. It looks like a joke. We'll be the laughing stock of the community. If the Rabbon, we're going to pass on the both door, the balabatim will laugh. We know our whole lumdus. That Chazok is a din hanhogen, and it's not a birur, and even if it's davashi efshalios, it's a din. You're noig the same you're noig before. Yeah, but the balabatim will laugh when they'll hear that. So we better not paskin like that. So if you have bo lishol b'basachas, you have to paskin mid the rabbanon mishum the mechzik echuch v'etlula. You have to paskin mid the rabbanon like shtei kederis. You have to paskin. So should have been a. The hokel on both of them, you have to pask on the chumer that they're both tummy. But what happens? But that's only a chumer mid the rabbanon. So what happens if one of the two people who came to ask a shayla, one of them has a cheskas tuma, I mean a cheskas tumas meis. We're talking about tumas meis on the shnei shvilim. So if one of them has a cheskas tuma, the other one has a cheskas tara. So just like over here, by taliyah, by ksamim. Ksamim is only made the rabbanon to begin with, so therefore there's an institution of taliyah. So there, by mechzika chulcha v'etlulo, the whole chumer is only made the rabbanon that yimitami. Both of them, only a chumer made the rabbanon. That's what Tosis proves from the Gemaras. So if one of them has a cheskas tuma, so you can be toile that he went on the shvila tamei, and there's no more mechzika chulcha v'etlulo. So when does the person have a cheskas tuma? So that's what the Gemara says. What if it's sofa miktas? That's how Tosis interprets. Bottom of the machlokes, Reb Shimon Gamliel. There's a machlokes, Rav Chisde and Rav Ade. What we paskan like Rebbe? Rebbe says, "Ain't a toila. The shemeres yom kenega yom b'sheni shaloh. Or the zavik doila b'shvi shaloh. In the morning she made a bedike. All she has to do is go to mikveh. So Rebbe holds that she's still becheskas tuma." And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, she's not Beches Kastuma. She's Tmeya, but she's not Beches Kastuma. So here there's a Machloikes, Rav Chisden, Rav Ada. What would Rebbe is the Machmir? Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Mekel. So what would Rav Shimon Gamliel say? In this case, Rebbe says that even on the seventh day, and even on the Shemar Siyam Kerigayam, Sheni Shalom, the woman is becheskas tuma. The woman is still becheskas tuma. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees, she's becheskas tara. Even though she's tmeya, she's not becheskas tuma. Again, is that correct? Faker, nachman. Rebbe says, eino toila, why not? Eino toila, she's not becheskas tuma. She's tmeya, but she's not becheskas tuma. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you can be toiler in her, that she's not only tamei, she's becheskas tuma. So that's a shaila. What would you say if you have a tamei? A tamei meis needs hazor shlishi shvi. So what if the people who went on the shnei shvilim, one of them was a tohar gomer, and one of them was a tamei meis who's holding in the middle of the it's not shivin akim, holding in the middle of the hazor shlishi shvi. So what's the shaila again? What would Rav Shimon Gamliel say? No, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that if it's Shemeres Yom Kenge Yom B'Sheni Shaloh B'Sever Shiva Yom HaShvi Shaloi Tavlo. So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that what? That you can be toila on her. Not only is she a Tameya, she's Becheskas Tuma. And Rebbe disagrees. She's not Becheskas Tuma. We pass like Rebbe. He's not Beches Kastumas, and maybe Rebbe only disagrees on the Shemeres Yom Kenegad Yom B'Sheni Shaloh, or the Zavik Dola on the Shvi Shaloh. So then he holds that she's Tameya, but she doesn't have Beches Kastumas. What would Rebbe say if she's in the middle of what would Rebbe say by the Tomei Meis, who's in the middle? So that's the Machlekes, Nachmal, Rav Chisde, and Rav Ada. So what does Rav Chisde say? Again, Am Rav Chisde, Tomei V'Tar Shalcha B'Shnei Shvil. One of them is a Tomei. So Tosis explains, he's a Tommy in the middle of the Hazor Shlishi Shvi. Echator v'echatomi, the two Shvilim, one has a mace, one doesn't. Bottom the Machlokes, Rabbi Rav Shem Lalu, it's going to be the same Machlokes. Whether the one who's Tommy has a Cheskas Tuma or not. Maskev la Ravada, how can it be? It's not the same. Ah, kamakama Rabbi Hosam, elo, the Trabayu, ki adodininu, Rabbi says that the woman who's the Tmeya doesn't have a Cheskas Tuma. That's just because she could have been Tovah that day. But over here, when the Tomei Meis is in the middle of the Hazor Shlishi Shvi, my Nafka Lon, Mino, even Rebbe should agree that the Tomei has a Cheskas Tuma. That's the Machlokes. Machlokes, Rav Chisde and Rav Ade. What would the din be in such a case? What would the din be in such a case? Because he's not changing his cheskas tuma. He's tomei, a tomei meis needs hazor shlishi shvi, and then after the hazor shvi, he goes to the mikveh on the seventh day, becomes tor. Anybody else's tomei just goes to the mikveh. Either he goes to the mikveh today, goes to the mikveh after 7 days. A tomei meis also becomes tor by going to the mikveh, but he has to have first hazor shlishi shvi, and then he can begin to dream about going to the mikveh. So if the Tomei Mase is in the middle of the Hazar Shlishi Shvi, so, and you'll attribute, you'll say that he's the one who went on the Shvil HaTomei, so then you'll be postponing his ability to have the Hazar Shlishi Shvi. Like this, he's on day number 3, or day number 5, or day number 6, or something. And then you're going to say, they went on the Shnei Shvil, and we're going to say, he's the lucky winner, he went on the Shvil HaTomei. He has to start counting Hazar Shlishi Shvi all over again. So he's changing his status. So that's why one opinion in the Gemara says that they both agree. All the Tanaim would agree. There's no machlekes over here. Rav Chisda said it's a machlekes Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel. That one is Tomei, the other one is Mamish Tohar. But the one who's Tomei, is in the middle of the 7 days, middle of the Hazor Shlishi Shvi. So Rav Chisda thinks it's the same machlek as Rabbi Rav Shimon Liel from before. And Rav Ada thinks that it's not correct. That in this case, they would all agree that what? Ad kan lekam Rabbi Hosmel, Tervak Yadodi Ninu, Nacham Ol, the Rabbi holds that the Shemeres Yom Kenag Yom Hasheni Shelo is Tumeya, but she doesn't have a Ches Kastuma. But here the person does have a Ches Kastuma. He's in the middle of the 7 days. Here, for sure, he has a Ches Kastuma, so there wouldn't be any Machlekes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Everyone agrees that the Tomei has a Ches Kastuma also. And the first Madama says, no, but you're going to be Metami him more than he was before. So he doesn't have such a Ches Kastuma. That's the Machlekes Amoraim and the Gemara. That's a Machlekes Amoraim. Whether you say the person, the Tomei, has a Ches Kastuma, so you're not changing his status, or no, he has a lesser Ches Kastuma. If you're going to attribute the Shvil HaTomei to the Tomei, you're going to be Metame him to a greater extent than he was Tomei from before. That's the gist of the Gemara. So here, Tosfos is bothered with a question. One of the Machlekes is Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel. So Tosfos asked a very strong question. Why did they all of a sudden switch horses in midstream over here? The whole time they're talking about a zava ktana berishin shala, zava ktana b'sheni shala, zava gdola b'shvi shala. Why didn't they talk about a zava gdola in the middle? Why did you have the same machlokes Rav Chisda and Rav Ada by a zava gdola? She needs Shivan Akiyim, so one of the, you found a Kesem, and one of the women is Tahira. You know, the two women slept on a bed. One of them is Tahira, and one of them is Azava. But the woman who's Azava is in the middle of the Shivan Akiyim. Do you have the right to attribute the Kesem to her? If you attribute the Kesem to her, she's Beches Kastuma, but you're going to be Metameh more than the Ches Kastuma. So vis-a-vis, requiring another Shivan Akiyim, maybe I should call her a Tahira. Or should I say, no, she's still Beches Kastuma. So you could have had the same Machlekes Rav Chisda and Rav Ada that they gave in the case of the Shnei Shvilim with the Tumas Meis, with the Bo Lishob of Asachas. It happens that that's only the Rabbanim. Ksamim is only with the Rabbanim. That's where there's a din of Tliya. If Ksamim would have been their Isa, it wouldn't have been Tliya. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. And the Mishnah, Nun Chesam and Beis. Because Ksamim is only the Rabbanim, so you have a right to be Toila. So Rabbi Kiva was talking about the other kind of Tliya. Tliya, if Yesh lo Makash, Yichol lo Higaleya, if Rabbi Bishok Shal Tabachim. And the Gemara said, the Gemara Psochim, the Gemara Yivamas Pei Beis, Gemara said, this Tliya is also only works if it's only with the Rabbanim. So why did the Gemara switch in the middle? You're right. Talia works by the Boli Shoba Vasachas. It's only with the Rabbanon. The Mechzik Yechucha V'Yatlul have to be Metami both. It's only a Chumer with the Rabbanon, and we would allow Talia. And Ksamim is only with the Rabbanon, we would allow Talia. And Shtei Kederis is only with the Rabbanon, we would allow Talia. But the Gemara is talking the whole time about the Zava the first day, and the Zava Ketana the second day, and the Zava Gedola the seventh day. So why don't they say, what's the din of a Zava Gedola in the middle of the Shivan Akiyim? Should say the same Machlekes, Rav Chisda and Rav Ada. Why did they switch to the other case? Rav Chisda, Amayla, Nakad, Nilse, B'Zava, Gufa, V'Leima, Zava, Shesofra, Mikzasa, Banala, Machlekes, Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel. Why did they switch? That's Tosfos Kasha. Very strong Kasha.
Perhaps Tosfos, the Gemara holds that there's no din Kesem in the Zayin Akiyim.
Oh, well, if you are like that, yeah, then there's no din clear. Yeah, if the din would have been like those achrayim, then that would be a very good answer. Okay. Then there's no din clear. Then it's a real din deraisa. Yeah, but we don't hold like that. We hold that even a kesem in the middle of Shivani Kim is only soisim at the rabbah. Yeah, the only time it's a machlekes achrayim is if it's a kesem that's vadai migufo beli hargoshim. Well, here we're talking about a kesem safik miguf safik meyama. We don't know whether to attribute the kesem to this woman or to that woman. So even those achrayim will hold that a kesem in the middle of Shivani Kim is deraisa. It wouldn't apply here. That's only a kesem that's vadai min amokar beli hargoshim. But here it's clearly not Vadai. We don't know whether it's Rochel Aleya. We don't know which woman. So that's Tosis Kasha. Why did the Gemara switch in the middle from talking about a woman who's Tameya? Does it always follow whoever is Tameya has a Cheskas Tuma? Does it not necessarily follow? Sometimes you can split. A woman is Tameya. She doesn't have a Cheskas Tuma. Why did they switch all of a sudden to talk about Tameya Mace? True, the din is correct. If there's a parallelism, why did they switch? So that's what I had a suggestion. Maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong, but it's an interesting suggestion. There is a Gemara, there is a din of Chumash, a boil nida. A boil nida says in Chumash, Sahini dasa olav. We were discussing the Minchas Chinuch had a classy shaila. What's the din of his boil zavaktana? Does he become tamei 7 days, or does he only become tamei 1 day? And then we had this Raivid. That the Atzei Beroshim, Rabbi Shlomo Levilna quoted the Ravid and the Pirush and Teres Kainim at the end of Parshas Metzora, who came up with the Chiddush al Gabi Chiddush, that a Baal Zavaktan is only Tomei for 1 day, but if the woman, he was Baal Zavaktan on Sunday, and then she has another Riyah on Monday, another Riyah on Tuesday, then it's a Gloy Nosal Mafriah, she was a Zavakdol from day number one. That was a Chiddush on top of a Chiddush. So the Gemara. The Gemara on Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, beginning of Menos Kusim, the Gemara discusses that din of Sahini Dosa Olam, about 10 lines from the top. Boil Nida Min Olam. How do you know that there's an institution of Boil Nida? The Tanya, we have a Brice at 10 lines from the top. They quote the Pasuk from Chumash Vayikra, Sahini Dosa Olam. The Boil Nida becomes like her. Yochel Yala Leraglo. Let's say she's in the middle of, she's a Nida, she's on the fifth day. She's in the middle of Shivani Kim, as Zavik Doilo. She's in the middle, fourth day, fifth day. Yochel Yala Leraglo. Whatever she's up to, that's where he starts. So he'll only be Tomei for the next 2-3 days. And the same day she goes to Mikveh, he goes to Mikveh. So the Gemara says, no, Talma Loma Yitmo Shivas Yamin. You don't say Yala Leraglo. So the Nida or the Zavik Doilo is going to go to Mikveh in another 2-3 days. And he has to wait to go to Mikveh a full 7 days, starting from the day that he was born out. Okay, that's a braisa, and it appears in the Torah's Kohanim. This is exactly word for word, Yochel Yala Leraglo, Talmud Lamed, that is not so. So the Rashash in the end of Chagigah raises the question. We have a din of Cherev Harehu Kecholol. Cherev Harehu Kecholol. Cherev Harehu Kecholol is a rule, and that's an exception to the rule. The rule is the first daf in Bava Kamma. Whenever Tumah is transmitted, Aide Mago, so it always goes down a Madrega. So a mesa zavi avoyis hatume. So if I come in contact with the mesa, I become an av hatume. And then you didn't go to the funeral. I went. I shake your hand. You become a rishon hatume. Then you touch some food. It becomes a sheni hatume. The sheni touches some truma. It becomes a shlishi hatume. And that touches kachim. Becomes a revi hatume. And that touches paraduma. Becomes a chamisha hatume. Whenever the tumah is transmitted, it goes down a madrega. We have a din that seems to be that's the first daf in Bava Kamma that told us by Tumah, by definition, has to be told the same Lav Kayetzman. When the Tumah is transmitted, it loses in transmission. It has to go down a Madrega. The exception to the rule seems to be Cherev Harehu Kecholol. The Gemara learns that, then we have Mishnayis all over the place. The Gemara learns that from Psukim and Chumash, that by Tumas Meis only, doesn't apply to any other Tumah. If Cherev, let's say at least a Kli Mateches, L'chol adayis, Sam Rishonu hold that it applies to clothing, to all kelim, except for Kli Cheres, but for Kli Mateches for sure. A Kli Mateches comes in contact with a mace, so the mace is Avi Avois HaTumah, so the Kli Mateches becomes Avi Avois. If I went to the funeral and I'm an Av HaTumah, and I'll touch the Kli Mateches, it doesn't go down a Madrega that the Kli Mateches should become a Rishon HaTumah, it becomes an Av HaTumah. So that's what Tosis asks on the first daf in Bava Kamma. So how come that's not mentioned as an exception to the rule? If the rule is that Tol the same have to be Lavka Yaitza Behem, whenever you have Tuma is transmitted, so it goes down a Madrega. The Gemara never says that Chevre Ekechol is an exception to that rule. So Tosis quotes the Rabbi Natam in Bava Kamma that base on the base, that Cherev Harei Kecholol also goes down a little bit. It can't make a second Cherev Harei Kecholol. Let's say there was a Kli Mateches touched the mace, then the Kli Mateches is going to touch another Kli Mateches, and that's going to touch a person. So you're going to say the first Kli Mateches became an Avi Avos Atuma, touches another Mateches, becomes Avi Avos Atuma, touches a third Kli Mateches, everything becomes Avi Avos Atuma. So Tosis shows from a Mishnah and a Holos that it's not so. It goes down a little bit. True, the mace was avi avayis and the matechas avi avayis, but it doesn't have the full dinam of a mace. It can't make the cherev rekechol, can't make another cherev rekechol. So it goes down a little bit.
Is there a machlokes rishonim about that?
Whether Kohanim Amuzar or Cherev Rekechol, that's a different question. No, but Tosfos proves from a Mishnah, I think, that Cherev Rekechol cannot make another Cherev Rekechol. So it has to go down a little bit. So we have a din of Cherev Rekechol. So the Rashash in the end of Chagiga raises a question. How come over here it says Yochel Yala LeRaglo Tamaloymar V'Tomi Yitmoshiv Asyamin? You don't say Yala LeRaglo by the boil neither. How come over there by the Cherev Rekechol? What would you say? Let's say I went to a funeral. The mace himself is avi avayis atuma, the yalam void. He can't get rid of it till he have chias amesim. He'll become tar. Because man that he's still dead, he's going to be avi avayis atuma. Let's say someone went to the funeral. I went to the funeral. Became an av hatuma. Then I have hazor shlishi shvi. So what's the din in the middle of the hazor shlishi shvi? I'll touch a kli mateches. So does the Kli Mateches become an Av Hatume like I was on day number one? And the Kli Mateches now needs Hazor Shlishi Shvi? Or do you say, no, whatever I'm up to, it should be Yala LeRaglov. So here by Boel Nida, the Brisa from the Toras Kahanim is quoted on Lam Gimel and Aleph as expressly stating that it's not so. You don't say Yochel Yala LeRaglov. By Cherev Rekechol, you don't have any Brisa anywhere in Shas. Or to the Rashash's, to the best of his knowledge, he says he never came across any Bryce and Taurus Kohanim that says that it's not Yala LeRaglo. So he thinks that it is. He thinks that it's Oila LeRaglo. Cherev HaRekecholol takes over from whatever you're up to. If the guy who went to the funeral became an Av Hatume, and I'm on day number four, I already had Hazor Shlishi yesterday, and I'm on day number four, I need Hazor Shvi, and then I'll go to the mikveh and I'll get rid of the tumas meis and I touch a kli mateches, so the kli mateches has the status of day number four. The kli mateches only needs hazor shvi, it doesn't need hazor shlishi. I already had hazor shlishi. It's oila l'raglai.
Well, neither can be a binyan up to all other cases.
So that's the question. Maybe I should learn out from here. So the Rashash suggests maybe not, and that's a discussion. Is he right or is he wrong? It's a big chiddush on the level of the rise. Is he right or is he wrong? So I have an old edition of the Stipula Sefer on Taharis. I think it's the first edition. So my edition is the last simen in the Sefer. It's only one paragraph. He thinks he has a raya to the Rashash. From a Gemara. The Rashash thinks he has a raya to the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Chav Gimel, towards the end of the Masechta. And then the Stipula quotes that he didn't notice the Rashash on his own. He says the Mikdash David picked up this Rashash. Mikdash David was a genius. Mikdash David writes that he learned in Slabotka in the Kailo. So they learned Kochim. And the rule was that the Chok in the Kailo was you have to write down all of whatever you Mechadish. So they learned Kochim, I think, 2 years, and they couldn't bite into what's going on. No one figured out what's going on. Then I think he writes they learned it a third year, and then things started to open up. Wow, did it open up? So he has Givaldik. The Mikdash David has Givaldik. He makes everything simple. He simplifies everything in Kochim. And then he learned Taurus. And also, it took him a couple of years till he figured out what's going on. And then he has like encyclopedic essays where he ties together all the loose ends. So then Mikdash David collects a lot. Usually he doesn't write so much chidushim, just collects all the information. Here and there he'll give an interpretation of a gemara. So he's the first one who picked up on this rashash. He discusses whether the rashash is right or wrong, and the stipler discusses. So again, if one should assume that the rashash is right, maybe you can answer Taisus Kasha and Samach Amar Aleph as follows. If the rashash is right, so what you're saying is that there's a basic difference between a tomei tumas meis needs hazor shlishi shvi till he becomes tohar, as opposed to a zavah gedoylo needs shivanekim. How do you say a zavah gedoylo needs shivanekim? So on the first day she has the highest, the woman became a zavah gedoylo 3 days in a row. In Yud Aleph Yom Shmei Nidah L'Nidah she had a riyah 3 days. Tol ha'kos v'shazah b'riyas v'shazah b'yomim. So the Zohar has a riyah 3 days in a row within the Yud Aleph Yom Shmei Nidah. She becomes a zavah gedoylo. She needs shivanekim. So on the first day of the Shivanikim is the highest level of Tumah. The second day slightly lower, next day slightly lower, 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 till the seventh day. No, that's what the Brisa says, Yochel Yala L'Ragla Tam Loim. It's not so. You don't say Sihini Dosa Olav. Each day, as each day goes by, the level of Tumah goes down a little bit. She remains on the same high level of Tumah from day number one to day number seven. So if he's boils of a G'dayla, B'Shishi Shalom, B'Shvi Shalom, she's still on the same level of tumah that she had on day number one. Nothing goes down. That's what the Gemara says on Lamed Gimel. Yochel Yala Ragel Tamalayim V'Tamim Shivas Yomim. Masha'ini Kain, if you hold the Rashash is right by Tamim Meis, you say it's not so. The first day I went to the funeral on, I attended a funeral on Tuesday. Yesterday I attended a funeral. So the first day I attended the funeral, this is the highest level of tumas Meis. The Meis Adi Avos HaTumah. The Meis is going to be Adi Avos till he has Tchias HaMesim, he's going to be Avi Avos. I become an Avatuma, but every day, as each day goes by after attending the funeral, today is already Yom Sheni, the Tumah is a slightly lower level. Shlishi is a slightly lower level, so I can begin to have Hazor Shlishi. And then the fourth day, the fifth day, the seventh day, I can have Hazor Shvi. That knocks off each time, each day, as each day passes by, a little bit of Tumah goes away. And each time I have a Hazor Shlishi, I have a Hazor Shvi, knocks off a little bit more, and then I go to the mikveh, so it takes off the whole tumah. So that's how the Rashash understands. I don't know, I never gave it any thought. This is what Rabbi Gifter once told me. He thought that that's the difference. That by Zavah G'dayla, Yochel Yala Rag Tam Laim is not so, means that from day number one to day number seven, same level of tumah. And if you hold the Rashash is right, so what you're saying is that every day, as every day goes by, the level of tumah goes down a little bit. When you have Hazor Shlishi, it goes down from the morning to the afternoon. Hazor Shvi goes down from the morning to the afternoon. And then the tumah is so small, there's so little tumah the seventh day, then you go to mikveh and it removes the whole tumah. So that's what the Rashash understands. So he says, by Tomei Meis, the tumah goes down, so the Cherev HaRekechol, you would say Oyla L'Ragla. You would say Oyla L'Ragla. So if you say like that, maybe that's the teretz to Tosis Kasha. And Samach Amar Aleph, Tosis asks Akasha, there was a machlokes Nachamal, there was a machlokes Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel, what's the din on the Yom HaShvi'i, where the woman could have gone to mikveh, a Zavah G'dayla could have gone to mikveh the seventh day in the morning. So Kol Zman she doesn't go to mikveh, she's Tameya. So do you say she's still Becheskas Tuma? Or no? She's Tameya, but you can't say Becheskas Tuma. So Rebbe says, Ain't a Toyla. We pask like Rebbe, you can't be telling her. She's Tameya, but she doesn't have a Cheskas Tuma. And Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, no, whoever is Tameya has a Cheskas Tuma. So what if it would be in the middle of the Shivanikim? What would the din be? What would the din be if it were the middle? So Tosis assumes it would be the same machlok as Rav Chizda and Rav Ada that the Gemara has by the Tamei Meis. So maybe, and Tosis is bothered, why did the Gemara switch the cases? Why didn't they just leave it on that case? So maybe that's the answer. Maybe in the middle of the Shiva Nikiyim, the level of tumah doesn't change. It's the same level of tumah from day number one to the last day. That's what you see from the maskon on the Aflamet Gimel. So So everyone would agree. There wouldn't be a machlokes Rav Chisna and Rav Ada. Everyone would agree that the woman is not only a tmeya, the woman has a cheskas tume. Even though the woman is already on the sixth day, and if we'll attribute the kesem to her, she's going to have to start counting all over again. Doesn't matter. She has a cheskas tume. I will got to be mekalkel her a little bit. If you'll attribute the kesem to the woman who's tahara, she's going to need shivanikim. You attribute the kesem to the woman who's tmeya on the yom hashishi, so she's going to have to start counting all 6 days over again. So maybe that wouldn't be a machlekes Rav Chisda and Rav Ada. Everyone would agree that that's a legitimate taliyah. The woman is b'ches kastuma. The woman wouldn't be b'ches kastuma. The only time you have a machlekes Rav Chisda and Rav Ada, would there be a machlekes Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel? Only by Tomei Meis. Because every day that goes by, if you all like that Rashash, every day that goes by, the level of tumah goes down a little bit. So if you have a Tomei Meis in the middle of the 7 days, in the middle of the Hazor Shlishi Shvi, it's on a lower level of tumah. And if you're going to, and they went Shnei Shvilin, so I want to be Toilem Masak HaKol M'Kulk, I want to say that Tomei went on the Shvila Tomei. Tomei went on the Shvila Tomei, you're elevating his level of tumah. He doesn't have that level of tumah. He's already holding in the middle of the Shivas Yomim of Tumas Meis. So maybe only there is a machlekes Rav Chisda and Rav Ada. Would there be a machlekes Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel? By the Zava Gedola in the middle of the Shimon Iki, and maybe they would all agree, because the level of Tumah is the same, it doesn't go down a madrig, maybe they would all agree that the woman would have the full Cheskas Tumah. The woman would have the full Cheskas Tumah, and there wouldn't be a machlekes. Everyone would agree that you can be Toilah. Even though by being Toilah, the Kesem to that woman, you got to be mekalkel her. You're going to make a bigger problem than she has now. But still, she's the one. The whole din of Taliyah means one has a cheskas tar, one has a cheskas tumah. So the woman for sure has a cheskas tumah. Maybe that's the reason why. Taisa does not give that answer. Taisa wants to say it's a bigger chiddush here, there, whatever, but the din is exactly the same. So that's what I thought. Maybe if it all like the Rashash, maybe the din is not the same. Maybe the only time it would be a machlekes, Rav Chisda and Rav Ada, would be only by Tomei Meis, because the level of Tumah is going down. Is that still called a Cheskas Tumah? Possibility.
Maybe that is their machlekes, whether the Rosh Hashanah Kedush is right.
Could be.
Could so otherwise, be. How do you explain why you're able to be...
Okay, it could be that's the machlekes, am I right, whether the Rosh Hashanah is right or wrong. Okay. Very good. So these dinam of Tliya, these all appear in Shulchan Aruch. These are the halachas of Tliya. Yeah. Then the bottom Gemara has also about, we saw the Gemara Samach on the base, the last six lines, the last five lines. Another kind of Tliya. One is Musalekas Dam and one is not. You see from the simple reading of the Gemara, Samach Renin came up with this sign for that a woman is a Mu'ber, is a Meniklos Kena. There's no din of kesem. It's against the Gemara. You see, from the Braisa, there is a din of kesem, even by Musalekas Dam. Just if you find a kesem, and you can either attribute it to Rochel or Taleya, one is a Musalekas Dam, one is not, you attribute it to the one who's not Musalekas Dam. But if there's only one woman who wore the dress, only one woman slept in a bed, even though she's a Musalekas Dam, you see the fairish from the Gemara, that there is a din of kesamim. There are a couple of dafim here which are very important. Important halach lemaisa, but it's not really in Hilchas Nidin Yerideya. So Machalef and Aleph is very important, but not for Yerideya. It's about Kabbalah Loshon Hara. When they tell me that this guy is a murderer, this guy is attacks women on dates, whatever, to what extent do I believe it, and Choshish, and to what extent not? That's very important. Gemara is that Samachalef on the base. There are important tesis in about the burying the mason with the talis, whether you passel at tzitzis, you don't passel at tzitzis. Very important tesis in about het to the het to the bottle. A lot of important things. Shatnas, different dinim and shatnas than tara blua. Very important dinim, but it's not going to appear in Yerideya in Hilchas Nidra. So we'll leave that out. Okay. Let's go to Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. One thing you do see, though, if you see from the Mishnah, Shiva Samamanim Avirim Ala Kesem, that's the last line of Samach Aleph on the base. The Tanoim heard from the Roman or the Greek doctors that there is a scientific way to establish whether something is dam or kesem. So, so if there's a scientific way to prove whether something is dam and amokar or not, so we follow it. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. We follow it. And this wasn't even such a good, this is not about dois. This is only a sofik. Only a sofik test shows from the Gemara. It's not about dois. If the scientists have a way to establish that by Vadois, he would certainly follow that. That's what we mentioned. They said the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach 40 years ago that the dam in amokor is not circulating in the system, so it doesn't have oxygen in it. And dam makor is part of the circulation in the system, so it has oxygen in it. So there is a way to test. When a woman has a Rias dam, if you think that it's dam makor, there's a way to test whether it had oxygen in it or didn't have oxygen. If you've established that it had oxygen, then it's damaka. So you would rely on that. That's what you see from the Mishnah. Shiva samamana, mevir malakesem. If there's a scientific way to establish whether the thing is dam or a tseva, so you go for it. You go for it. The proof that they had in the days of Tanakh wasn't as good as our proof. It's not as good. It's much better. Okay, but that's what says in the Gemara. It doesn't come up.
Check if she's not sure.
No, if she wants to go to Hakel, you can rely on that. Now, mechuyev to go to Hakel, she doesn't want to. It's going to cost money. Probably an expensive proposition. What is no gay is the Mishnah Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's see. So there's a din aveses, anisha sheyesh lo aveses. Aveses means the woman established the regilas. So then we know that when it comes to Oynes Aveses, so should we assume she's going to become a Nida? So what exactly is Aveses? So the Tosfos points out on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, that's a famous Tosfos, Itma. Tosfos, the Gemara starts on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, the top line, Itma. The Gemara has a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, which appears in Bava Kamma also. Some people know this from their childhood in Bava Kamma. I remember when I was a little boy, we learned it in Bava Kamma. So the Tosfos points out that you see from the Gemara there are two different kinds of vestois. And the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph is a third kind, a different kind. And Tosfos is going to have a fourth kind on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. So the two in the Gemara are a vestis limei hachodesh. Let's say a woman, every month she has a Rias Dam on the 13th of the month. So that's a vestis limei hachodesh. So that establishes a regilis. We know that Oreach bizman abo, the guest will come on the right day. I mean, we have the right to assume she'll probably come a nida on the 13th of the next month. And Oreach shalob bizman ein abo, we assume that she's musulekas damim the rest of the month. She's not going to have a rias nida the other parts of the month. That's a din aveses li yom achodesh. Yom achodesh, what does it correspond to? Yom achodesh is sometimes we declare a shchodesh on the Yom HaMoilet, sometimes you have Rosh Chodesh the day after the Moilet, sometimes Rosh Chodesh the day before the Moilet. Once in a long while we have Rosh Chodesh the day before the Moilet. So it all depends when we blow Shofar. In the days of the Talmud, used to blow Shofar. Shippur Agor, this is quotes the Gemara. The Gemara has before Loshen. Shippur Agor, when they blow Shofar, that's how you know when it's Rosh Chodesh. That's at the end of Perek Benos Kusim, Shippur Agor. So it depends on Rosh Chodesh. That's what Taish says. Yeah, it depends on the calendar, on the Yiddish calendar, when it's Rosh Chodesh. The Rashba writes like that, and the Torah Sabayis. The Ra'or and the Berak Habayis disagrees.
That's the same as places before, Leilo Kiyomo.
Leilo Kiyomo? What do you mean?
Calculating the Eis La'Eis. So he said also that the Jewish calendar fits, or it will be compared to Dan
Mokka. Yeah, that's similar. The Tosfos is talking about a totally different issue, but Tosfos says the Jewish calendar.
The same calendar on the Tosfos there also.
Okay, right. But the only difference is that here we pass like this test. Shippur Agarim is the end of the perik there. Shippur Agarim is on Lametesam at base, the Loshan Gemara. Loin the Shofar is Garim having the Rias Hadam. That's what Tosfos and the Rashba writes in Torah Sabayis. The Ra'or and Berak Habayis disagree. He said, that's ridiculous. It doesn't mean which day of the month it is. It means how many days. It has to do with the Vesus of the woman. The woman developing a Rias Hadam has to do with the Moilet Halvana. I think the Goyim made research on this, that more babies are born a certain time, more babies are conceived in certain times of the month, depending on when the Moilet Halvana is. But it doesn't depend when the Jewish calendar is. So the Rabbaran Alevi says, when the woman has a Vesus, that every single month she has a Rias Dam on the 13th of the month at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, doesn't mean the 13th of the Yiddish month, it means the 13th day after the Moilet Halvana took effect. And the Rashban in Mishmeres Habayis comes to defend what he wrote in the Torah Habayis. He says, no, we don't follow the Ra'or. We follow the Bali HaTosis that depend on the Shippur HaGarma, on the blowing of the Shofar. How does that make sense? That the Beis Din declares that it's Rosh Chodesh, that that's Goyrim, that the woman is going to have a Riyaz Dam. The Riyaz Dam shouldn't depend on the hormone cycle in the body. Shouldn't depend on something in the world, something that corresponds to reality in the Teva Ha'olam. Why should it correspond to what the Beis Din says? So the Rashbo and the Mishmeres Habayis quotes a passage from the Rishalmi commenting on a pasuk, Lakel Gaimer Alai. Where's that pasuk in Tilim? I think Lakel Gaimer Alai. So the Rishalmi says that the Beis Din controls Teva. That what? That the Talmud assumes that if a little girl was Nivala before the age of Gimel Shana V'yayim Echad, Psule Achozim, the Psulim will return again. If the girl is Nivala after Gimel Shana V'yayim Echad, so what if someone was boil a little girl and it would have normally been after Gimel Shana V'yayim Echad, but Bezim was Ma'aberes HaShana, so they made it a Shana Mu'aberes, so because it has an extra month, so he's not yet Gimel Shana. So because Bezim is Ma'aberes HaShana, so Psuleh Gana V'chayizrim, so Rishami says yes. Harei, so you see Lakel Gaimer Alai, that the Bezim controls Teva, the Bezim controls the Teva. So the Rashba writes that Shach in Yeridei Hilchas Nida quotes this Rashba from the Mishmeres Habayis B'Shem HaYerushalmi L'Kel Gaimer Alai. That's how I think the Rav Levi Yitzchak Bar Ditcheva, the Kedusha Slevi, writes on the Pasuk in Parshas Boy, HaChodesh Adar Lachem, it's Nesuno Lachem. He gives the Koyach up to the Beis Din HaGadol. If they declare it's Rishoidesh, then all the best Torahs are going to follow, are going to conform. It's all up to the Beis Din HaGadol to do. The Zman is up to the Beis Din HaGadol. So that's what we assume. It's a strange concept. That's what we assume. There's a Vesas Limei HaChodesh. So that's one Vesas. Limei HaChodesh, every month the woman has a Riyaz Dam on the 13th of the month at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's a Vesas Limei HaChodesh. Then there's another Vesas LaHafloga. The woman has a Vesas irrespective of what day of the month it is. The woman has a Vesas every 150 days, every 175 days. That's very abnormal. That's very unusual. The Mishnah says, Isha Shademem Rubam Banem Rubam. I know a woman from the neighborhood. She once was telling us her whole problem. She needed rabbinic advice. So she had a Vesas. She had a Vesas once every 6-7 months. She has a Riyaz Dam. So she can only have 3 children. Like this, she would if she was dying to have more. She wanted to have more children. And so that's what the Mishnah says, Isha Shademem Rubam Banem Rubam. If the woman has a period every month, so she has an opportunity to become pregnant every month. She only has once every 6 months. So she has 1/6 the opportunity to become pregnant. So what happens if a woman has Eses Kavua every 55 days she has a Riyaz Dam? So that's also Eses Kavua. That's called a Eses LaHafloga. A Eses LaHafloga. And then that's a second Eses. And then the Mishnah has, and Samach Gimel Amal Alpha, third kind of verses, Kol Ishi Sheish Leves, says, Daya Shaita. Daya Shaita is a prat within a din de Rabbana. Daya Shaita is a din, that's the opening Mishnah. There is the very first Mishnah based on Amal Alpha. There is a machlokes, Shammai and Hillel, and we paskin like neither. We don't paskin like Shammai, we don't paskin like Hillel. It's not Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, this is Shammai and Hillel, the original rabbis themselves. So Shammai holds, Kol HaNoshim Dayin Shaitan. The woman has a Riyaz Dam. She realized she has a Riyaz Dam now at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. She's only Tameh from 2 o'clock on. Aye, but there's a possibility maybe the Dam came out at 12 o'clock and she wasn't paying attention. Not Mechuyev to worry about the past. Yishtel of Chazokah, she was Tohira since she went to the Mikveh. She just realizes now at 5 to 2 she's Tameh. So from 5 to 2 on she's Tameh. And the Hillel came up with a Chumrah. There's a chumrah mid the rabbanon. The Gemara says, "Menatera hilul agrees with Peshamai that the woman finds a riyaz dam now. She has to always be concerned. Maybe she became a neder earlier. How letaris, not only letaris, a chumrah mid the rabbanon. How far back do you have to go from the last time she made a bedikah? She has made a bedikah in the last 4.5 days. Anything, any taris that she touched, any food, any clothing that she touched from 4.5 days ago till now is lechumra midirabban, and you have to declare everything is tummy. We don't paskin neither like Hillel nor like Shammai, b'chacham imam, loy kedirei zeva, loy kedirei zeva. That's the opening Mishnah in the Sichta Ela. The chumer mid the rabbanon letaris only is meisleis mametus al yad mit pkidah lepkidah. You never go back lechumra the rabbanon more than 24 hours, and even within the 24 hours, if the woman made a bedika 18 hours ago, and she, there was no dam, so you know for sure the dam didn't precede the bedika, she would have found the dam then. And even if she didn't make a bedika until 4.5 days ago, you don't go back further than 24 hours. So this whole thing is a chumra mid the rabbanon. So this chumra mid the rabbanon that you go back, so our Mishnah says. The chumra mid rabbanon is only instituted if the woman is a loveses. Woman is yesh loveses. Every 43rd day she has a riyas dam, or every 13th of the month she has a riyas dam, and she has the riyas dam on the 13th of the month for the last 20 years. She has a riyas dam 13th of the month, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, clockwork. And then she has the riyas dam 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You have to be machma up until a day before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They say, no, that's an isha sheish loveses. They never introduced the chumra mid rabbanon for an isha sheish levesis. We know it works like clockwork. So the Mishnah gives an example. The Eilein Havestas, the following is an example of an isha sheish levesis. Instead of giving the two famous cases that Tosis has on Samach Gimel, Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, the Vesis Li Me'a Chodesh and the Vesis Lahaflogis, so the Mishnah gives a third kind of Vesis. A Vesis of what? Mifahekes, Me'ateshes, Choshesheth, Befikresa, Beshipulei Me'eho, Kiminspa. Every time the woman has her period, she has a yawning spell. She's yawning for 25 minutes. Look, people are sleepy, so they yawn a little bit, but don't keep on yawning and yawning on for half an hour straight. So Tosfos says, all of these things, only the bottom Tosfos ma'ateshes. The last two lines in the Tosfos, Samach Gimel Amanal. V'kula hani vestas, all of these vestas mentioned in the Mishnah, Irish v'pehekes ma'ateshes, sho, shtayim, for quite a while. It doesn't mean an hour or 2 hours. It means shoa rucha, means for a while in an unusual fashion. Sometimes a man or a woman has a bellyache. They ate something that spoiled, so they get a bellyache. No, this woman, whenever she has a period, she has pains over here, pains over there, she feels nauseous, she feels this, she feels that. So the Mishnah says, and that's all, it always happens. Every time she has a period, it always happens. She starts sneezing, or she starts belching, or she starts hiccuping in an uncontrollable fashion for a long period of time. People start to hiccup and have a drink, and they stop hiccuping. No, she hiccups for a half an hour straight. So if you have anything like this, that's also called a vesis. Not only are those called vestos, this is also called a vesis. And then the Gemara has on Amid Beis another kind of a vesis. Ochlushum. Take a look around the 13 lines from the top by the tiny letter base. Amar Abaye, the line begins with the words Amar Abaye Lasui by the tiny letter base. Ochlu shum birasa, ochlu bitzon birasa, kisses of pilpul and birasa. The woman, whenever she eats sharp foods, she eats shum is garlic, she eats bitzolim are onions. She eats pilpulim is sharp peppers, not the peppers, you know, normal peppers, sharp peppers. Whenever she eats sharp food, so that causes it to have a riyas dam. So the Gemara says that too is considered a vesis. What if the woman has a vesis every time she goes bicycle riding, every time she plays tennis, she has a riyas dam. Every time she plays tennis, she has a riyas dam. So that's called kofta virasa. So Tosfos says a Gemara. The Tosfos writes ochlo shum on Samach Gimel and Beis. That's not called a vesis. Yeshloimar, the third line of Tosfos, fourth line, Yeshloimar. Only if she goes playing tennis on the 14th of the month, if you have a vesis that's mitzurif, something to do with the day, or every 45 days, if she'll go bicycle riding or she'll play tennis on the 45th day, since the last year, so then that's called a vesis. But just kvitzis alone, that's not a vesis.
Why is it different than achashum?
So that's what Tosfos asks. Why is it different? Why should it make a difference? Isn't it exactly the same? Tosfos says, to the exclusion of that. So what shouldn't it be the same? So they say, no, it's not the same. Why? Because achashum, like we were saying, we said a couple of weeks ago, there's a psak from Rathenkin that if they induce labor on the woman, and the baby boy was born on Shabbos, that's not Decha Shabbos, that's not called the later, that's called Yetzidev. So most of the Poskim didn't agree, the overwhelming majority of the Poskim didn't agree. when you inject a chemical into the woman's blood system and then the chemical causes the rechem to push out the baby, that's regular leida. Yeah, it's a difference is if the doctor pushes out the baby, even if it comes out derech harechem, it doesn't have to come out derech harechem. Even if they don't cut over here, you don't take the baby out derech hadoifen, you take the baby out derech harechem, but the rechem didn't push it out. Yeah, but over here, ochlo shum and ochlo bitzolim, so that's like injecting something into the body. The shum and the bitzolim is like the chemical that causes the rechem, that causes the dam to come out. So that's called the vessels. Mashenikain, if she plays tennis, or the woman goes bicycle riding, so the pu'ula causes the dam to come out. It's not that the chemical enters into the blood system, and then the blood system goes into the rechem, and then the rechem is going to push the dam out. So Tosfos says that's the difference. So we assume like that la'alocha. If the woman has a vesis l'kvitzes, kofta, rotza, three times, it doesn't become a vesis kavua. It only has the status of a vesis she'ena kavua. Yechoshish pamachas. That's what the Nodi Yehuda has a lot of tshuvas that are quoted by the Pischei Tshuva in Yerideya. There's a whole siman in Yerideya about an isha haroya damach mistashmish. There's a hashash, far-fetched hashash, that all kinds of vestas. A woman has a vestas whenever she eats salami, she has a riyaz dam. Whenever she watches a movie, she has a riyaz dam. Whenever she does something, she has a riyaz dam. So some women may have an unfortunate vessel, whenever they're with their husband, they have a riyaz dam. So the woman has to get divorced. Whenever she's with her husband, she's going to have a riyaz dam. She's always going to have dam in the middle of the tashmish. She'll always be mishamish with Anita. They both be chayv kares. That's terrible. So if a woman is right dam achmas tashmish, she has to get divorced. Rather than get divorced, we say, go see a doctor. The doctor will help you. He'll straighten out the mess. He'll see what the problem is. That's what the Rambam writes. Go see a doctor. And the Gemara talks a little bit about it. How do you deal with the case? So the Gemara says the only time there's a problem of a roya dam achmas tashmish is that's on samach vav and aleph, the whole discussion in the Gemara. So that's on, here the last two lines on samach emet beis, going over to samach vav and aleph. The last two roya dam achmas tashmish. So the first time it happens, you just ignore it. Second time, you ignore it. If it happens three times in a row with the same husband, then it becomes a vesa she'eno kavua. Yechoshish pamachas, but she's not allowed to be with her husband the fourth time. Yechoshish pamachas. You have to be yechoshish pamachas. And the Nadi Yehuda says that whole Gemara of Haroya Damach Mistashmish, if it happens three times, then yechoshish pamachas, is based on this din of Kofta Verosa, Kofta Verosa, Kofta Verosa, of Vesis Le Pu'ulois, that the Pu'ulas bring on the Riyaz Dam, has, if it happens once, you're not even yechoshish at all. If it happens three times, then Yechoshish Pamachas. He says that's the key to the whole sugya of Roy Damach Mustashman. That explains all the strange dinim in the Shulchan Aruch. The Pischei Tshuva keeps on quoting. And that simen of Roy Damach Mustashmish, what simen is it? Kuf Pezayin. We're going to have to see part we already saw Ramon in that simen, about the Sfek Sfeker, that Ramon was in Kuf Pezayin. So parts of that simen will come up. Yeah, if it ever happens, you have to go to a doctor. Yeah, usually when the couple gets married, so of course the girl is going to be Roya Dam Achmas Tashmish. That's going to be Dam Besulim. It's not called Roya Dam Achmas Tashmish. Kozman that she has Ke'ev, Kozman that she feels pain, so that's Dam Besulim. So you don't, the whole story of Roya Dam Achmas Tashmish doesn't get off the ground. It doesn't begin. It only begins after the Dam Besulim is over and you have no Besulim to attribute it to. So then you have this problem. And then it says in Shulchan Aruch also, the Nodi Behuda explains all of these dinim. The whole concern of Roy Dam Achmas Tashmish only applies, it's a Gemara like that, only applies if the woman is Ein Leveses. If the woman is a Yesh Leveses, that's the Gemara. Yesh Leveses, here on Samach Vavim and Aleph, by the tiny letter Gimel. That's the middle of a Braisa, I think. It's the middle of a long Braisa. So the tiny letter Gimel says, Yesh Leveses, Toy Levevesta. What does that mean? When a woman is a nisha, she eish leveses, and it's lohi gia shas vesta. Nisha she eish leveses, she has a riyaz dam every 45 days, or the isha has a riyaz dam every 13th day of the month, and it's not the 13th day, and she's roi dam achmas tashmish, she just forget it. You don't have to be concerned about that. So most of the women today are ein leveses. The Rambam writes, rov noshim ayesh lahem veses. That's what the doctors today say. They never heard of such a thing. They don't think it was ever true, and they don't think it was ever true even in the Middle East, maybe in different societies. They never heard of such a thing. But this is clearly what the Gemara assumes. The Gemara, at the end of the first perek, has a machlokes hatanayim here on Yud Beis Amud Beis. Reb Meir is of the opinion that an isha she'ein lavesis is not allowed to get married. Today, most of the women are ein lavesis. So Reb Meir is going to say most of the Jewish girls are not allowed to get married. Can't be. So obviously, Reb Meir and the Chacham, they all assume that, like the Rambam writes, Rav Noshim, that was their understanding, Rav Noshim yesh lavesis. And the miut of the women, ein lavesis, is a discussion. Reb Meir thinks she's not allowed to get married. We don't follow Reb Meir's opinion. We don't hold like that. So the so we assume, even though Rav Noshim bisman is for sure ein lavesis, but they have a little bit of a vesis. Let's say a woman doesn't have a vesis. Sometimes she sees a Riyas Dam the 32nd day, sometimes the 35th day, sometimes the 40th day, sometimes the 45th day. It fluctuates a lot, but she never has less than 28 days. And Mechaber quotes, I think, a Trumas Adeshin, that's also called a Vesis. Vesis usually has two parts. Arech Bizman Oibo, the Dam is going to come at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the 13th of the month. The Dam is going to come 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the 45th day, the Haflogger. And then Ariach Shalom Bismana in a border dam will not come before that. You usually have two chazokas, Ruba de Leisa come on. You have one Ruba Vesis means the Ruba de Leisa come on. The dam will come on that day and the dam will not come other than that day. If you have Rov Noshim Bismana Zeh, clearly Ein Lahem Vesis, so they don't have a Vesis to predict, to know when it's going to happen, but they have a minimum Vesis, the Mechaber quotes that. They know for sure they never have dam or the last couple months, the last 3, 4, 10 months. She hasn't had dam less than 28 days. She has the chazaka. Ariach shalob is man, ain't about the dam is not going to come in less than 28 days. So let's say the woman becomes roya dam achmas tashmish in that period of time that she's called a yesh levesis. She's becheskas. Ariach shalob is man, ain't about the dam is not going to come less than 28 days. So that's what the Nevi Behuda says. Based on this Gemara, Samach Vavam and Aleph, Yesh Leveses, Toyle Bevesta, if the woman is an Isha, she Yesh Leveses, you don't have to be Choshesh for the din of Roydam Achmas Tashmish, because the whole din of Roydam Achmas Tashmish is all based on what Tosfos says is not legitimate. Kovtza Verotza three times does not establish a Veses, because it's a Veses Lepu'ulos, a Veses Lekvitzes doesn't count. Och Lashum three times is a vesis, because the shum is like injecting the chemical into the system, and then it's going to cause the rechem to push out the dam. But kvitz is just the kvitz is going to cause riyas dam, so that's not considered can never become a vesis kavur. If it'll happen three times, you'll be choshish pamachas. So roi dam achna tashmish, same thing. That tashmish brings on the riyas dam, that's like a vesis lekvitzis. And the Gemara says that if the Isha is a Yesh Laveses, you don't have to be Choshish for that. So the minimum Veses is also enough to solve that problem. That's one of the coolest of the Nebbi. He has a lot of coolest regarding the Din Kuf Peizayin, regarding the Din of Roya Dam Achmas Tashmish. So Nachum also, how many Vestas do we have so far? We have a Veses Limei Achodesh. We follow the Tosfos. We don't follow the Ra'o and Berakah Bais. It's a Veses, how many days it is since the Moilah. Veses Limei Achodesh. Then you have a Veses Lahaflogis. Every 45 days, every 157 days, the woman has a Riyas Dam. Veses Lahaflogis. Then you have a Veses, what the Mishnah calls over here. Lifahekis, Mateshis, Chashesh, Bifrikesa. She feels a nauseous feeling, or she has pain over here, or she's belching uncontrollably, or hiccuping uncontrollably, and so on. A whole bunch of simonim, that's considered a regular veses. And then you have a veses, ochlo shum verosa. And then you have a veses that Taisa says is not as good as that. Kopsa verosa three times, it's not as good. How many times does the Riyah have to repeat itself that it should establish a regulus? How many times does it have to happen in a row? So the Gemara has a famous machlekes in Yevamnis on Daf Samach Dalarom at base. Here it's quoted Samach Dalarom and Aleph and Nida. The Gemara quotes from Yevamnis Daf Samach Dalarom at base. Here in the fifth line from the top, Nisus Lerishim and Meis, Lusheni and Meis, Lushlish Leitinase, the Rebbe Rav Shimon Galayma Lushlishi Tinase Lervi Leitinase. We're talking about a katlanis. A woman is married and the first husband dies. She marries a second time, second husband dies. So does this create a latest hasafik? It doesn't create a vados. Does this create a later sasafik that there's something unhealthy about marrying this woman? So she's not allowed to get married a third time. The guy's going to marry the third time, may die. He has to be afraid. You're not allowed to do something that may be dangerous. So don't walk in the snow. You may slip and get a brain concussion. So that's not called a later sasafik. Yeah, we know there are people, but it's not 50-50. There are people... it doesn't have to be 50-50 to be considered a suffik sakana, even less than 50-50. But there's no latest suffik over there. So we say you're allowed to walk in the snow, even though you know there are people that get a brain concussion. Shabbos over here, this is an unusual thing. The first husband dies, second husband dies. Why should I think that being married to this woman may cause her husbands to die? So the Gemara, the Inyan Rambam, has two versions why. So one explanation the Gemara has is mazel gerim. Maybe min hashamayim de begoizah, that this woman, in the days of the Gemara, the husbands worked for a living, the women stayed home. So if the husband's going to die, the woman is going to be, as the Yiddish expression goes, avista almanah. She's going to be an almanah, she's not going to have any parnasa. So maybe there's a gzerim min hashamayim that this woman has to suffer. So that's why the first husband had to die, the second husband had to die, and it's a suffix sakana. Maybe the third man shouldn't marry her. He may die because min hashamayim, there's a gzeira, mazal gerim. Whoever marries this woman has to die because she has to suffer. This woman has to suffer. It's a funny consideration. Mazal gerim. Then the Gemara has another tzad, mokar gerim, mayon gerim. Maybe being with the woman, living with the woman, chaya yishus, maybe that's the whole mokar gerim. Living with the woman causes the husband to die. They both seem like funny explanations, strange explanations. So that's why the Rambam has a famous tshuva. Kesef. The Rambam never quotes this whole din of Katlanis. So the Kesef Mishnah says, how come the Rambam left it out? A ganze sugya in Yom Yevamis, and over here in Nida Daf Samach Dal. So the Rambam in the tshuva says, we have a tradition for Neri Megash that we don't worry about that. So what's the whole Gemara? For those people who are worried, those people... superstitious people who are worried, so we tell them, but if only one husband died, even you don't have to worry. Or if two husbands died, then it's a machleg, it's a rabbi, it's a gamliel, do you have to worry or not? What would you tell them? But if you're not superstitious, then the Rambam says, just forget about the whole thing. Dismiss it and don't worry at all. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Dinam of Katlanis, but on the side of the page, the Beis Shmuel quotes, the Rambam says that the Rimagash read a Shidduch, the Rimagash was Mesad Kiddushin for the woman who was Katlanis. And the Rambam says, we do it all the time. We marry off Katlanis. And whenever you have a case of a Katlanis, so you always, usually what happens is you're mitzar different Svaras Lahakal. So one Svaras Lahakal is always the Rambam with the Rim Gash. Says the whole thing is not Lahalach. Modern people today are not nervous. And let's say the woman is a businesswoman. She's extremely successful, independently wealthy. So what do you mean, mazel gerim? And Hashemayim Devagoyza should be a vista almana. She's not a vista almana. She's a wealthy widow. She's doing very well in business. She has her own parnasa. So that's another tzad lahakal. That's what the Pischa Tshuva quotes on the Siman of Katlanis. He quotes when the Mishkanes Yankiv like that, a tshuva, that if the woman is in business and she's making out very well, also there's a sasvek svek. Maybe the dinner's like the Rambam, there's nothing to worry about. And even if there is what to worry about, maybe it's a mazel gerim and there's nothing to worry about. Let's say I have a relative. So the first time she got married, when she was 20 years old, so she married a yeshiva bach who had a heart condition. From day number one, she married a guy who had a heart. Then he died at a young age from the heart condition. So what are you going to say? Mazel gerim, maya gerim. We knew from the outset that he had a heart condition. Then she was an almana, she had a few children, so she married her teacher, who was 25 years older than her, who was never married before, and he was helping raise the children. So he died from old age. Okay, he reached the age of 80, he died. She was in her 50s. So he was 25 years older than her. Okay, so it says, what are you going to say? Malugar, Makugar. He was an old man. What do you want? We knew he was 25 years older. What do you want? And now she finally married a boy the same age as her. My uncle used to kibitz. Her first husband was a yeshiva bachur learning in Kol. My uncle had to support them. And the second husband was a retired guy. He was retired already. And the third husband, she finally married a guy, a regular guy, he works for a living, a normal guy, he has a job. Finally, her third husband, she finally married a normal guy, he works for a living. So the Achrayim have a lot of stud and hakel there by the Katlanis. What are you going to say? Let's say, Mokka Garim. The guy was a lumberjack, and he got killed because they chopped down the trees and knocked him in the head. So you're going to say, Mokka Garim, because he was living with the woman. But this, we know what to attribute the death to. He was killed with the logs, bumped him in the head. He got a concussion. It has nothing to do with living with the woman. So that's what the Achronim say. If it's Mokka Garim, so if you know what to attribute the death to, so it doesn't apply. Different style of Mokka. So when do you know that? The Gemara talks about Machlekes Reb Shimon Gamliel by the Katlanis. So the Rambam did away with the whole Gemara. He says, the Rima Gash said the whole thing is all superstition. Forget it. So when is the Rambam? When is there a bona fide Machlekes Reb Shimon Gamliel? By Meso Baneh Machman Smilo. That's in Yevamos Nedach, and it says Tosef the Shabbos Perek Tezayin. What's it doing at Tosef the Shabbos? Because Masech Shabbos has a Mishnah, it's 24 prokim, one whole perek is about Rab Lezer and the Mila, about Bris Mila. So there, there's a Takeh Adim. If you know that there's hemophilia in the family, so you're not permitted to perform a Bris Mila, the baby can bleed to death. What if you're not sure whether there's hemophilia? I know that the woman had previously, she had a previous baby, either she or her sister had a previous baby, boy. And the boy died from Bris Mila. We don't know why. Maybe there was an infection. Maybe it was hemophilia. Maybe the blood couldn't clot. So if it only happened once, it's not even called a Safek Sakana. A Safek Sakana doesn't have to be a Vados. A Safek Sakana, even if it's way less than 50-50 Sakana. Safek Sakana is you don't perform the Bris Mila. But if it happens two times, Mesa Shnei Baneh Machmas Mila, or her sister had two children who died machmas mila. We don't know what to attribute it to. Bismana said they'll test and they'll find out whether there's an issue with hemophilia. These are the Tanaim that knew there was such a condition, but they didn't know how to test whether there's a problem on this baby. So if it happened twice, two children died. That's a machlekes Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel. So Reb Shimon Gamliel holds only if it happened three times. If shnei baneh meisu machmas mila, it's not even a latest asafik. There isn't even a suffix sakana. It's mikra bialma. If it happens three times, then it's a suffix. It's not a vadai. Then it's a suffix. Maybe there's hemophilia. Rebbe says, betrays him in the havichazok. So that's a case where there's a real machlag. The whole case is irrelevant. The doctors will tell you whether there's an issue of hemophilia. But b'zman ha-tanaim, that was the real case where there's a machlag. It's whether betrays him or betrays him in the havichazok. And then the Gemara applies it also to Katlanis, and the Rambam holds that that's for those who are nervous, for those who are superstitious. So we'll even Lefi Divrayim, we'll tell them, don't worry if it's only once or if it's only twice. Yeah. So how do we pass on Allah HaLamayis and the Machleg is Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel? So the Gemara has a split sock. In Yivam is Dav Samech Dal, and basically the Gemara says, what's the story, Shoram? The Gemara says on the first daf in Baba Kama, Gimel Ovis Namer Bishor, HaKeren VaHashen VaHaRegel. So the Rambam, in the Minyan HaMitzvah, the Rambam counts Keren as one mitzvah, and Shem VaRegel is another mitzvah. Shem VaRegel is basically one and the same. You pay Nezik Sholem even the first time, and you don't pay Bishus HaRabim. It says, Abir Bizdeyachah, Shem VaRegel is only Chai B'chatzor HaNizik, and Bishus HaRabim you're not Chai. So Shem VaRegel means whenever the Hezik is Urche, whenever it's normal. Behema eats food, that's normal. Behema walks and it tramples on things. Behema scratches itself on the wall and it'll knock down the whole wall, it'll knock down the glass and it'll smash it and so on. So that's Shem VaRegel. And Keren is if it's Mishuna. Whenever the Hezek is Mishuna, so it's a different din, everything is different. So it only pays Chatzi Nezek the first couple of times, and the Chatzi Nezek is only Migufo, means if the whole value of the Behema is only $100 and the Hezek is $1,000, he doesn't pay, the Hezek is $1,000, he only pays Chatzin Hezek, but the whole, Chatzin Hezek is $500, but the whole behemoth is only worth $100. So all you can take is the behemoth. You can only take $100, you can't make him pay $500. And we paskin, the Chatzin Hezek is Migufo, we paskin Yuchalat HaShor. Let's say the Shor drops dead. The Shor Tom drops dead. So he can't even collect $100 from the Baal HaShor, he can only collect from the Shor. If the Baal HaShor wants a Shor back, he has to pay you $100. But if the Shor disappears or drops dead, he doesn't even have to pay the $100. You only say Yuchlat HaShor. Rabbi Shmuel holds Yusham HaShor. You assess how much the Shor is worth, and then the Baal HaShor has to pay that part of the Chatzin Nezek. He has to pay $100 out of the $500. The Nezek was $1,000, and we don't pass him Yusham HaShor. You don't make a shulma, you just say yuchlat asher. So the din is the first couple of times you pay chatzi nezek, migufo, and when the shor becomes a shor amua, that's a shor tam. When the shor becomes a shor amua, then you pay nezek sholem, min aliyah, from his pocket, he pays all the money. So when does it switch from a shor tam to shor amua? So the Gemara Bava Kama sounds like it's machlokes abai v'rava, whether the third time you pay nezek sholem, or the fourth time you pay nezek sholem. That's how Rashi learns. It's machlokes abai v'rava, how to read pshat in the pasuk, whether the third time you pay nezek sholem, or the fourth time. Tosfos on the first daf, the rest of the yeshiva is learning Cheskes Habatim. So there's a Tosfos on the first daf in Cheskes Habatim where Tosfos writes, Kan Chaza Bo Rashi, that Rashi backed out. When he wrote this commentary on Baba Kama, he interpreted that that was a Machlokes Abai V'Rava when they paid Nezek Sholem. And when Rashi came to learn the first daf in Cheskes Habatim, he came to the realization there never was such a Machlokes. Everybody agrees that you don't pay Nezek Sholem till the fourth time. Because the Gemara wants to say that Cheskes Habatim Sholoshonim is parallel to Shor Tam, the first three times, and the fourth time you pay Nezek Sholem. After the first 3 years, then the one who has the Cheskes Habatim keeps the bais the fourth year. So Rashi backed out. So if that's not what they're fighting about, so if there is some Machlokes Abai V'Rava in Bava Kama, so what are they fighting about? So Tosfos writes in Bava Kama, Mashmoz Darshim Mikim Minaj. Just the Machlokes, how do you read the Psukim? How do you zet sign? Where do you put the comma? Where do you put the semicolon? But Allah HaLamayisa, bottom line, they all agree that you don't pay Nezek Sholem in Aliyah until the fourth Hezek. The first three you don't pay. So the Gemara in Yivam is Daf Samach Dalar Mebeis says, wait a minute, this should have to do with the Machlokes Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel. If Petreb Zimni Havi Chazoke, then the third time you ought to pay Nezek Sholem in Aliyah. If Betla Zimni Havi Chazoke, then you should say, the fourth time you pay Nezek Sholem in Aliyah. So the Gemara says, well, how should we paskin? Should we paskin like Rebbe? Should we paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel? So the Gemara gives a compromise. The Gemara has a split psak. The Gemara says, Vestas, or let's say a woman wants to establish a Vestas Kavua. So the first two times she has a Riyaz Dam on the 13th day of the month. Two times in a row, she has a Haflogah of 48 days. So is that it? Two Haflogahs in a row, 48 days, you have three Riyas. The second year was 48 days after the first year. The third year is 48 days after the second year. So you have two haflogas in a row and that's it. Or you have to have betlas zimni havichazoke. You have to have four riyas with three haflogas that are the same. Or three riyas in a row for the Yom HaChodesh, that it should be the same day. So the Gemara presents it in Yivam as if, the Gemara says over here, on Samach Gimel and Beis, Samach Dal and Amin Alf, that is a machlokes Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel. How many times do you have to repeat the same thing to establish that it's a regilus? So the Gemara has a compromise psak that Vestas v'shor amuad is halachik Reb Shimon Gamliel. You don't pay nezek shalom till the fourth time, and it's only called the Vestas kavua betlazim nihavi hazaka. You don't say it establishes a Vestas betrezim. But the Gemara says for katlanis or for mesa baneha machmas milo. Or for the Gemara has another case over there also for Malkios, Mishnah and Sanhedrin, they betray Zimni Havichazoka. So what is the compromise based on? Why do we sometimes pass like Rabbi, sometimes pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? So there the Nemuki Yosef on Yivam Mizdav Samach Dal on the base quotes the Ritva. Every so often the Nemuki Yosef quotes the Ritva. Ritva says the compromise is because it's a Sveka Adina. We're not sure whether we're supposed to pass him betray Zimni or betla Zimni Havichazoka. So when it comes to dinim amudis, we say hamaitzim mechaver all of harayas. So you have to go lekula on behalf of the muchzuk. So you don't make him pay nezik shalom in aliyah until the fourth time. The third time is a machlekes Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel. So you go lehokel. Vestas, he says, we pask, and the Gemara has a machlekes earlier whether vestas deraisa, vestas lav deraisa. So we pask in vestas lav deraisa. On the assumption vestas lav deraisa. So ruba the ruba of the rishonim say that the whole din of prisha is only made the rabban. Here's a din of prisha. It's about 8 lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beis. It says v'hatanya, and then it has a tiny letter there. No, it doesn't have a tiny letter. As a circle, the line begins with the circle. V'hizdartem is b'nei yisol mitumasem. Mikan amar abiyamiya asarot b'nei yisol sheyifrushu minishaseihem somach levesta. Whenever it comes to Oynes HaVeses, so the husband and the wife are not permitted to have tashmish. Maybe she'll have riyazdam in the middle of the tashmish. Even if the beginning of the Tashmish she's not a Nida yet, she may become Pirsa Nida in the middle of the Tashmish, so we don't allow. That's called Prisha. The husband and the wife have to separate. If it's that period of time, that she may become, have to learn more details over there. That period of time she may become a nida. So most of the Rishonim are of the opinion that since we pass invest this lav deraisa, so the whole institution of prisha samach levesta, that they're not allowed to be together, is also only with the rabbanim. So since the whole issue is only with the rabbanim, so you go lekula. So you say the tlasim neham echazaka, the chayvas prisha doesn't begin, doesn't set in unless you had three times in a row. If it only had twice in a row, zemachloik is rabbi shemegamliyot. We don't know how to paskin sveke adina. So by moment we say amoytz machavela farai. You don't pay nezik shalom and aliyah till the fourth time. And since Sylvester says lav derais and the whole chayvas prisha is only with the rabbanon, that's a rov harishon hol. The whole chayvas prisha is only with the rabbanon. So since it's only a din the rabbanon, so you say you go lekula sveke the rabbanon lekula. But by mesul baneh machmas mila. It's mamish is suffix sakona is defashis. He may be killing the baby. So suffix sakona is lechumra. Suffix sakona is lechumra. Or let's say by kaplanis, according to those who don't agree with the Rambam, the others who took the Gemara seriously, that kaplanis is a real problem. So it's a suffix sakona. So we're not sure how to paskin. So misuffix, you have to say v'treizim nihavi chazok. Yeah. This is a nice interpretation. The Ritva quoted by this is nice if you hold that because Vestas loved their Isa, therefore it leads you to believe that Prisha is only with the Rabban. What if you hold that even if Vestas loved their Isa, Prisha is still their Isa? That was the Ra'o and the Berak Abayis holds like that, so you have to come up with a different explanation. Why did we make up sure that here it's three and here it's two? So we'll have to discuss that. Okay? We gotta mincha too. So if the plan goes through, I'll be on my way to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow, and I will not give a shiur. If I'll be snowed out, so I'll be happy to give a shiur tomorrow.